How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here. Out here on vacation with the fam, but wanted to get y'all another video here this week. Going to get into some AFC South rankings here. Going to rank the teams 4-1. Looking at this division, I think it could be the most competitive that it's been in a while, maybe ever. From top to bottom, I think there's some really good rosters, some really good talent throughout. Looking at the quarterback position, looking at the coaching, I think the AFC South is going to be competitive within itself, you know, when these teams take the field against each other and when they take their show on the road to play these other divisions and teams throughout the 2024 NFL campaign. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing and hitting that like button. So we're going to start at 4 and work our way up to 1. If you've been paying attention, I have talked about this division, obviously, as we cover the Jaguars here and kind of given my thoughts, but this is going to be my official AFC South rankings heading into the 2024 campaign. We're only, you know, a couple weeks away from getting out on the training camp field. Then you've got a couple weeks until preseason and then a few more weeks and it's time to kick the regular season off in 2024. So not a whole lot of time left. I know it might feel like it's going slow, inching along here day to day for all the NFL fans out there, but it's coming. It really is. So looking at the number 4 team in the AFC South for me, it is the Tennessee Titans. And as much as this might come off as, you know, Jaguar fan, covers the Jaguars, Titans hater, I actually like their coaching direction with Callahan. He brings along his dad as the offensive line coach, unbelievable offensive line coach. So I think you'll see improvement there. Denard Wilson from the Ravens, defensive coordinator. I like the coaching situation in Tennessee. I really do. When I look at this football team, though, and there's a lot of talent. There is. They've greatly improved their talent. They spent a lot this offseason to do that. I still think the right side of the offensive line will struggle a bit when you look at the two guys there. I still think that, Nicholas Petit-Frere has not proven much. Sadiq Charles, we'll see. I do like adding Lloyd Cushenberry at center, right? Peter Skoronski, obviously a very good young football player, needs to improve in year 2. J.C. Latham at left tackle. I still think that he has a lot of developing to do. One of the youngest players in the draft. Unbelievable talent. Physicality, upside. But it's going to take Bill Callahan getting the most out of that group for, in my opinion, for it to even be average in 2024. I think that that would be a major step in the right direction. I don't know if it's going to happen. I love the offensive skill pieces. D-Hop, Ridley, Tyler Boyd, the running backs, you know, Tony Pollard, and obviously our guy, Tajay Spears, who I think is a very good football player. They have similar skill sets, but they're versatile, right? Chigga Okonkwo at tight end. Love that. Defensively, I think the group around Jeffrey Simmons is pretty average up front. Like, there are some good players. Guys that, you know, you can feel good about. Harold Landry, Arden Key. But Tavondre Sweat, I thought, was a reach in the draft. I really did. I think that it's just a pretty average group around Jeffrey Simmons, who is one of the very best in the game on the interior of the defensive line, an absolute game wrecker. Looking at their linebackers, I did not like bringing in Kenneth Murray, but I do like Cedric Gray in the draft. Obviously, linebacker is one of those positions where it generally does take some time to really get going in the NFL at that position. It's a tough position to transition from college to the pros for a lot of players because it's just such a different ball game, especially at linebacker. But for me, the linebackers average at best. You know, in Tennessee, I love the secondary, though. Obviously, you bring in Chidobe Awuzie, you bring in L'Jarius Sneed. Roger McCreary was already there, so I think you've got a really nice nucleus at corner. Amani Hooker and Elijah Molden at safety. I think you like that a lot. I think that there's some nice depth that they've acquired over the last couple of years in the secondary. So I think the Titans do have a good secondary. I think that they have a good defensive coordinator. Obviously, Denard Wilson has yet to do it as a defensive coordinator in the NFL, but I like the system he comes from. Ravens DCs generally end up, or Ravens assistants that become defensive coordinators generally end up doing a pretty damn good job. So I think it'll be interesting to see how their defense plays. But ultimately, I'm just not a big believer in Will Levis at this point. I don't think he's going to become that assassin, that field general. I think there will be games with him where you absolutely have a lot of fun. He can throw the ball all over the yard. When he's well protected, when he doesn't have to read the field a ton, when it's clean for him, he can light you up, certainly. But I just don't see that happening consistently enough behind this offensive line in this offense in 2024 for the Titans to really push to make a run at even being in the top half of this division. I just would be really surprised at this point in 2024. But I like their overall direction. I like the fact that they put a lot in place around Will Levis to make sure they can find out if he's going to succeed or not in this league as a franchise quarterback. The issue I still do have, though, is right side of that offensive line, I think, could be a lot better. And then you're also starting a rookie left tackle, it looks like. So there's going to be some question marks. Looking at the number three team in the AFC South for me, I have the Indianapolis Colts. They're close as well. I like the roster a lot. I think Shane Steichen is awesome. Gus Bradley is solid-ish as a defensive coordinator, and we're going to talk about that. Looking at the offense, though, as much as I love the offensive direction with Shane Steichen running things, he's so good at adapting what he wants to do to the player's skill sets that he has. Jonathan Taylor in the backfield with Anthony Richardson, just a dynamic running game, it should be. Michael Pittman Jr., Josh Downs, I love Adonai Mitchell, love the offensive line. It all hinges on Richardson's ability to play quarterback, right? I believe in him, I really do. I think that they are in good hands with him. Can he improve his consistency in the accuracy department? It's going to be interesting to see, because this, again, is just a player that does not have a lot of experience. Didn't get a lot of experience at Florida, didn't get a lot of experience during his rookie year, had the shoulder injury. Where is he going to be at entering this season from a quarterbacking standpoint? I think it's going to be really interesting. Even if he is not super consistent, I do think they're going to still have an explosive offense because of Shane Steichen, because of Anthony Richardson's physical ability with his arm and his legs, and the rest of the talent on this offense. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think Indy's headed in the right direction. Defensively is honestly where I have more concern for them. And I love their front. Like, their defensive front is a lot of fun, right? DeForest Buckner, awesome. Grover Stewart, such a good run defender. You have Quiddy Pay, who I think is developing. Samson Ebukam is a really, really good player. Leatu Latu in the draft. I love that. And you look at some of the depth. Raekwon Davis was a good depth addition there. Deo Odeyingbo. They've got some pieces. Ade Adebare out of Northwestern last year. Taven Bryan's still there. Tyquan Lewis still there. Really like the defensive front. Really like the linebackers. EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin. I think that Zaire Franklin has taken on a leadership role for them. EJ Speed proved that he could get the job done last year. My question really is, how does this Gus Bradley cover three defense survive with Jalen Jones, Juju Brents at outside corner? Obviously, you do have Dallas Flowers coming back, who they liked. I like Jalen Simpson a good bit out of Auburn this year, smaller type of guy. But I just don't think that they're going to have the coverage chops at outside corner to be a great defense. I think good offenses, good quarterbacks will put up points pretty consistently against them, and that's what you've seen for a lot of the last couple years with this Gus Bradley defense. Even though he has evolved a little bit, he's still as cover three heavy as it gets. I mean, just look at what Trevor Lawrence has done to them the last couple years. Trevor Lawrence has absolutely roasted the Indianapolis Colts defense. And speaking of Trevor Lawrence, I have the Jaguars at number two. They've got the quarterback, they've got the coaching, they have enough offensive line, right? Like every single one of their starting offensive linemen is at least solid in pass protection. They have enough receivers. Christian Kirk, a very good slot receiver. Evan Ingram, a very good receiving tight end. Gabe Davis, he is a kind of niche X receiver. Brian Thomas Jr., can he pop in year one, right? I think that you have Travis Etienne, a super explosive back. You have a beastly defensive front with Eric Armstead, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Devon Hamilton getting back healthy. Some good depth there. Very good linebacker group with Foye Oluokun and Devin Lloyd. Good safety room with Cisco and Antonio Johnson. I think Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby is an interesting pairing at corner. I really believe in Tyson. I think Ronald Darby is a good scheme fit. He's been injured a lot throughout his career. You know, I believe Ryan Nielsen will cook as the Jaguars defensive coordinator. That's exactly what he's done, you know, in Atlanta last year, the Saints before that. Can the offensive line run blocking improve? I think is a big question for the Jaguars. Can Brian Thomas Jr., again, pop as a rookie? He's going to need to. And can Gabe Davis fill the role of an X? Can those two combined on the outside stretch the field and help open things up for everyone else? Make plays on the ball for Trevor Lawrence down the field like the receivers did not last year. I think they're a lot closer than many think to the Texans. I think the Jaguars could win the division thanks to Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, that defensive front I mentioned, Ryan Nielsen, and the absence of any glaring weaknesses. You know, center was a problem. It's fixed. Interior defensive line was a problem. It's fixed. Defensive coaching was a problem. It is fixed. Ultimately, I think how much play calling power does Doug take back is another big question. He needs to have his fingerprints on the offense. He needs to have his finger on the pulse of that offense a lot more than he did in 2023 for the Jaguars to get back where they want to be. And that's atop the AFC South. Looking at the Houston Texans, who I do have at number one, quarterback, CJ Stroud. Coaching, D'Amico Ryans, Bobby Slowick. Offensive line, receivers, running backs, edge rush. I do think maybe fair questions about the interior of the defensive line. Obviously, you did bring in a really good player, a really underrated player for a lot of years to play some interior defensive line and D'Amico Autry. You have Mario Edwards, who's a good football player. I think Foley Fatukasi, when healthy, can be a stout run defender, but you haven't seen that the last couple years. They did just bring Jerry Hughes back, who has been playing forever. But he's still good. I like their linebackers. They brought in Aziz Al-Shaair, who has experience with D'Amico Ryans. Development from Christian Harris. Henry Toho played a lot last year. You did lose Blake Cashman. Looking at the secondary, you know, Derek Stingley is a rising star. Desmond King, a very good nickel. Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie, love those two at safety. Kalen Bullock was an interesting pick for them because he is a great coverage safety. Leaves a lot to be desired in the tackling department. Everybody points to their CB2 as an issue. They brought in Jeff Okuda, who has struggled to stay healthy throughout his career, has not gone the way you would expect from such a highly ranked player coming out in the draft, but they brought him in. If he doesn't work out, which I think it's a fair question, I do think Kamari Lassiter can. Everybody has pegged Kamari Lassiter as a slot only because he doesn't have great size or speed. Look at what he has done throughout his career in the SEC against some of the best players on the planet. Kamari Lassiter, in my opinion, in this D'Amico Ryans defense, can be a good number two cornerback outside opposite Derek Stingley. So I think that they are loaded throughout their roster. I think they're well coached. I think they have their quarterback. I think they've got the offensive line to protect him and the receivers to catch the ball. I think Bobby Slowick is a very good young offensive coordinator. So I still think the Texans are on top. This is going to be a tight division race in 2024, in my opinion. I've got the Titans at 4, Colts at 3, Jags at 2, Texans at 1. I think the top two are clearly defined. And the biggest thing holding the Colts back from potentially being in that top two is Gus Bradley on the defensive side of the ball, the cornerback room. And you still do need to see Anthony Richardson do this. Like, as much as I believe in him, and I very much do, we've seen C.J. Stroud lead a team to the playoffs and play excellent football for a full season. We've seen Trevor Lawrence do the same thing. Can Anthony Richardson get himself into that tier of quarterback? And Will Levis with the Titans, again, another player who needs to show that he can do it more consistently. So we will see how it plays out in the AFC South, but these are my current AFC South rankings heading into the 2024 NFL season. Really appreciate y'all. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.